America paid for it? $1 million.
Is that right?
$1 million. Then his wife then stopped him. He was a gambler, and she stopped him while he couldn't draw the money. And damn, if he didn't kill her.
I read about that, right?
Yeah, I know you did, heard, yeah. That he had a sister, and he's living with his sister up there now. Mm-hmm. That lawyer got him out of it, because that's a crooked deal. He ought to go into the electric chair.
Yeah.
But I bet that lawyer got a hell for cutting that money, don't you?
I suppose so. What year was that?
It's about 15 years ago. Damn, if I can remember time anymore. Uh-huh. I remember back in the teens, better than I can these years.
Well, I think you do. I think you do a great job of both.
I don't know.
When we were talking one time there without the tape recorder, you just happened to occur to me. You told me about how the justice of the peace here drank the sheriff's evidence.
Yeah, that was a man over in another county coming out and drank it. Told us to pour some cheap whiskey in there. Let me drink this.
I'd like that whole story, if you wouldn't mind telling it again on the tape.
You got tape going now?
That's yes, sir. That I think that's a pretty good story.
Well, he was over here, and Monty was another nigga, and he had some evidence they brought in there. About a half of a fifth, and he smelled that and said, "Hell, this is damn good whiskey." I said, "Hell, that's what we drink over here." And so he looked around and he was gobbling it down. Might have stopped to say, "You sucker, that's my evidence." He said, "Hell, you got plenty of cheap whiskey. Put it in here." So this damn whiskey too good to store away here.
they ran somebody in for bootlegging, is that right?
Yeah, the rest of them, no, not bootlegging. He just had some whiskey. And he'd had a drink, and the highway cops caught him.
See. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He don't fool these bootleggers. Mm-hmm. He lets them all sell. They'd run it right. If they don't, well, he close them up. Mm-hmm. You see, now, you know, times that you're living in Robertsonville. Well, it's too far for you to ride down and get a half pint of whiskey. So if somebody's selling it up there, as long as you don't get it too high, and raise too much hell, he lets them go on. If they want it, and because anybody objected to it, well, he lets them close down.
Mm-hmm. that's Robertsonville is the north part of
it? Yeah, north, between you. 10 miles up there.
Uh-huh. There are a lot of little towns, I notice, but most of them are built on the railroad, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all built on railroad.
In the county. Yeah. 61 is almost between here and Clarksdale. You don't go through any town, do you?
No.
It's little towns, but they're all over.
Well, the same way for me out of Memphis. You don't run any, not a town, you run through on a train. Mm-hmm. They back off. You take Tilka, look what Tilka is out on the highway now.
Yes, I noticed a lot of the stores have closed and moved out there.
On the highway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, you've been not only a big help, but I certainly have enjoyed enjoyed our talks.
I've enjoyed talking to you.
Certainly, you have anything else that comes to mind that you'd...
No, there's so many things happened here, I don't know. Yeah, I tell you, the way this country... Now, this town here, this Tilka, it's wicked. Now, I tell you, it's a good town, but it's wicked. There's a lot of things going on here. And always has and always will, I reckon. Well, I tell you, when I was a boy, young, I was working out in the... We'd have to go... He made me go to Memphis every Sunday.